Is keep the ordinary your guide to travel the world before your 30s?
Hello everyone, I'm Dora Mezil from Első Pest Egyetemi Radio, First University Radio of the city of Pest. You are listening to Escape the Ordinary. If you are still wondering whether you should jump on a European Solidarity Corps project or not, this episode is for you. So far in the series, we get to know a lot of technical information about hosting, sending organizations and volunteering. But in this episode, actual volunteers will share with you their experiences in multiple different kinds of projects abroad. My two guests, Katuna Turmanidze from Georgia and Miriam Palomo-Diaz from Spain, were both volunteering in Turkey with me in the same short-term project. But apart from our common Turkish experience, Kato did a long-term volunteering project before in Poland, and Miriam was part of an Erasmus Plus possibility in Sweden, a local volunteering activity in her hometown, and another ESC project in Italy. With that, welcome my first guest, Katuna Turmanidze. Hi, Kato.
Hi.
Kato, you were part of some European Solidarity Corps projects before in Poland. What was this project about? What did you do there?
The project was individual European Solidarity Corps project. The name was Cross-Border Education, Culture, Entrepreneurship. So I was volunteering there in three directions: education, culture, and entrepreneurship. As I mentioned, it was individual because there is two kinds, individual and team. So this was individual, and it was 6 months. At the end of January, I started, and till July, I was there.
Oh, then it was a long program, right?
Yes, it was long because it was more than 2 months. So it was a long individual project, and it was in Poland, close to Katowice.
Oh, it sounds very cool. And what did you do exactly? Yeah. How should we imagine your days?
So it was really, really amazing because, as I mentioned, it was three directions: education, culture, and entrepreneurship. So in direction of education, I was volunteering as an office manager and the project manager at the same time, because my duties were sending emails to the organization, create the context of the project, and find different people to send from Poland to another country. Also, the managing social platforms like European Solidarity Corps platform, Facebook, Instagram. Also, we had the MOOCs, and it was in direction of blue economy. So everything connected with water and the job connected with the ocean and sea. So I was finding this information. I was reading it, analyzing, creating like short one and uploaded it on the platform. So all these managing things like sending emails and everything that I mentioned. Also, I was making them and shooting the teaching video in direction of entrepreneurship, like how to do business, how to do online business, because it was during the COVID. So it was everything was online. So that's why. So how we can use digital tools, which digital tools we have like this. So I was creating the videos and sending these videos to the organizer and to the organization, and they were uploading it on the different platforms. So in direction of education, I was teaching English and Russian, and I was learning Polish. English and Russian, I had two different groups. So elderly and youngsters, like from 8 years old till 25. And elderly, they were like from 45 till 65, something like this. And in direction of culture, it was like we had the close to our office, we had the cultural center. And in this cultural center, we were doing posters, creating some theater for kids, posters for like Europe Day, for Women's Day, for Easter. And we were doing some videos like DIY, do it yourself, how to do something with what you have, with minimal stuff. And like to not spend time, to not spend money, and like this. So volunteering things, all these the kind of things. And we have different kind of cultural centers in different cities. So we were going there and do all these different things. But it was really, really a little bit crazy because we were doing a lot of things, like to putting on some different clothes. For example, I was elephant once. So for kids, I was Dumbo. Yeah, that's when I was, and we were dancing and like singing Polish music, and so it was really, really amazing. It needed a lot of energy. Sometimes you were tired, but it was like pleasure because you were doing it with pleasure, and at the end of day, you think that you did very, very good job, and it was really, really joyful. So I'm very happy to be there.
What do you think? How is it different to be on a long-term project than to be on a short-term one?
I was, as you know, team volunteering in Turkey 2 months. So yeah, of course, the duration is different. It's a little bit difficult for some people. I mean, the people who cannot adapt easily to the new environment, and the people who cannot get out of their comfort zone, for them it's a little bit difficult because it's like new place, new people, new culture, new language. For me, it's easy, like in personally, individually, it's easy because I can adapt easily. I didn't have cultural shock, so for me it was easier. I know also Russian and Polish and Russian a little bit similar, so for me, sometimes, even if I didn't know the language from the beginning, I could understand what they were talking about and what they wanted from me. But for some people, as I mentioned, who cannot adapt and who is like nervous all the time, and for the first time, if you are going for 6 months, it's a little bit difficult. And from the beginning, I didn't know that you should do like short term and then you can do the long term. So I did the long term, and after that, you cannot do the short term. So if I were there again, I would do the short term individual, like 2 months, 1 month. And after this, I will try myself. How is the new environment? How is the people? How can I solve the problems and like this? So then I would try the 6 months.
You described a lot of things that you did, you know, during that long term project. But how should I imagine? Because in Turkey, our days was in the morning, we usually clean the beaches. In the afternoon, we had workshops where we prepared presentation, theater for kids to learn about environmental protections. And every Wednesday, instead of workshop, we had a Turkish lesson to learn about the language. Was it the same for the long term, or that program changed more during it?
I think for my long term, it was better. I will explain why. During the short term, in this project, we didn't have like a schedule. We only know that we have like a Turkish lesson, we will clean the beach and like this. And every time it was the same. But for example, sometimes we didn't know what we will do in the morning. Yeah, sometimes there was...
Yes.
Next day, oh, we are waiting and we are waiting for our mentor, and he will say what we will do.
Listeners, yeah. Know, it was like not every morning cleaning the beach. It was sometimes cleaning the beach, sometimes workshop. So the two activities change if we're doing it in the afternoon or if we are doing it in the morning, and we not always know if this morning we'll be cleaning the beach or this morning will be workshop.
Yeah, for example, for Turkey, the first month was like mostly we didn't know what to do, or we know and it was only the cleaning the beach. But second month, it was like theater, it was presentation, going to the school, going to the kindergarten, doing like cleaning the beach. So the second month, it was more joyful, informative, because you are going in another place, meet people like this. And I think if the first month would be like this also, it would be the better. But for the Polish thing, I had the schedule. Every week I had the schedule before, like what I will do on Monday, Saturday, Sunday, if I have free time, if I don't have free time, from 9 till 3 o'clock. I was working there in the office, and every day I had the schedule. For example, from 9 till 11, I had the work like this. I needed to read a lot of information about the sea job, like ocean job and like this. Then analyzing and making like schedule and uploading on the platform. From 11 till 12, for example, I had to send the emails to the organization. And these organizations' names I had before, so I didn't need to ask again which organization I needed to send. And then, for example, from 12, half hour, I had like break. Then I had time again to do another job till 3 o'clock. I had the Google Calendar, so I can check what I have today, what I have tomorrow. Of course, we could change it also, but mostly it was like static. Not changing and not doing all the time same. Even the project was like multiple because it was education, culture, entrepreneurship. It was three different directions. So it was even interesting, but not like that you wake up tomorrow and you don't know what to do. Yeah. Everything was like organized. Everything was like on the time. you should do everything all the time. And it was better because you get used to it, because you should do like this, you should do not to be late, you should do till time. If you need time, you need to ask before because you have to work at this time. So like that. Of course, Turkey also was good because second month for me, it was better.
So if I understand well, during your long-term project, the digital activities were more included because in our Turkish project, we were the very first group who had digital activities.
Yeah, there was digital also and face-to-face because it was depending also how was the situation in the country, the COVID situation. If this month the COVID situation was normal, everything was offline. If the situation was like critical, then half was online, half was offline. And once, only 1 week, there was like lockdown, and that's why everything was online. But then again changed and everything was offline. So I cannot say that everything was digital or everything was offline. So it was like depending how was the COVID situation. So they were trying to do their best and to give us opportunity and to do our best to volunteering and do different things. I cannot say different about Turkey. There was the same, I think, because as you mentioned, after COVID, we were the first group. So they were trying and they were testing how it was. And they were asking what's the plus, what's the cons, and like this. Also, it was difficult for them too, I think, because after COVID, you need to start again and to try, is it working or not? So I can understand them. So that's why I'm not judging. I'm very, very grateful that I was there and Turkish organization too. But I think the second month they did better because there was like a lot of opportunities. And you remember we didn't have enough time to like go out.
Always in a rush to do everything. So this Polish project was in the city, right? So it wasn't like in Turkey where we were next to the big city in Kazanlı.
No, it was close to the big city. Like it was half hour approximately, 40 minutes from the Katowice.
So it's kind of the same.
I think yes, because I needed to change one train and one bus, 40 minutes. They had two different offices, like one main office was in Katowice and the headquarters was in small city. So if the COVID situation was bad and the transportation was like not to go, so we were staying in the small city. If the situation was good, we were going to the big city, Katowice, and we were working there. I mean that I have experience how to work in the big city and how I worked in the small cities too.
And how is the group situation is different? Because you said you were with the individual program and our project in Turkey was a group project, which means that 10 of us were living together. But you said that you had co-workers, obviously. So what was the difference between being on an individual program and on a group project?
Individual, it's like that. For starting from money, I think it's better because this is the main difference. In both projects, you have pocket money and the money for food. But when you are in the individual volunteering project, you have your individual pocket money and your individual food money. If you are in the team volunteering project, you have your pocket money. But the money for food is for everyone. You need to buy food all together. And it doesn't matter how many you are. You are 10, 15, 20. They will give you money according to the European Solidarity Corps rules. But this money for food will be for everyone together. So you cannot go and you cannot buy, for example, food only for yourself. But also in the Turkish project, we had like this. In the info packet, there were mentioned that this money for food were for everyone. But if you have problem with this, they can give you money per week and you can buy food for yourself. So that's the difference.
Yeah, but I also know from the Hungarian sending organization, my coordinator told me that what we experienced buying food-wise in Turkey is not the usual what you experience in short project, because in Turkey we had like three markets and Turkish organization had a deal that we go there, we can buy everything, we don't have to pay, they just write everything up and that's how we counted our money for food. But my Hungarian coordinator told me that yeah, it is the Turkish way, but normally we have to really, you know, pay for our food and not just write it up and count it.
Yeah, it was difficult, but it was not impossible to do, so we did it.
But I meant by my question about individual and group project that, if I understand it well, even if it was an individual project, there were other volunteers with you.
Yeah, I was living in the private house. There was two floors and we were four people. Polish, Albanian, and Armenian. Also is the difference that you are living in your room. Of course, you are living in your house, like everyone, four people in my case. We were living in the private house, but I had my own room. My head of organization told me that not every time is like that. Of course, it's individual, but not all the time you have your own room. Sometimes it's like two people are living in one room. And like when it's team project, like 10, 15 people are living in one house, and in one room, maybe three or four people. Like
but
that.
How did you find an individual project? Because I was searching a lot on the website and I always find group projects.
I think mostly it's easier to find long-term individual. And also, if you can find also short-term, you can find long-term and team voluntary project on the European Solidarity Corps platform, like website. You can write in the Google European Solidarity Corps website and there you can find the online website. And then you need to register. So you will have there your registration number and you will have there your like portfolio, your name, your surname, your CV, where are you from and like this. So, and there will be like opportunities in one gap, like for which one you want long-term, which you want short-term, you want to team long-term. So you can find there and you can click and maybe there will be like the gap to write motivational letter. Or without that, you will send the message that you are interested in this project. And during the 15 days, I think they will contact if they will like your profile. If they will not, they will not send anything.
So how do you choose project? Because I can see that in Poland, you worked a bit with the sea and ocean pollution already, but it was more like about education and culture. But now in Turkey, you really jumped on the environmental part. How did you choose these projects?
From the beginning, I should tell you that I am not like focused on the place. I'm not motivated to go directly to the capital cities like in Ankara. I love Budapest in Budapest or in London and everything. No, I'm not like looking. Of course, I'm looking at the place and like where I'm going, of course, but it's not the must that I must go to the capital city. So first thing that I'm looking at is title and what the project is about. Mostly I like when it's not only one direction, I like when it's in different direction. For example, for Poland, there was two Polish projects when I found this one. The first one, it was in direction of culture. And this one, the second one was mine, education, culture and entrepreneurship. When I look at the same, I even didn't click the first one. I read the title and I understand it was only one direction and the second, these three directions. So mostly I look at the title and the description. If it's like about the different directions, like I think it's more interesting, informative, I will learn a lot of. So that's why I will choose firstly what is the project about and then the place, where is it. And of course, I pay attention to the duration because for me, it's easier to go for 3 months, 2 months, 6 months and not for 12 months because of course, it's good. 1 year you are in different country, but you are in one country. For example, if you take 3 months, you will be in this project and then you have also other opportunities to go again because there are team volunteering, there are youth exchanges or conferences like this. So if you are active and if you want to try different things, I think it's better to go not the whole year and in one project.
And what were your best memories from these projects?
Well, these projects in plural.
Yes.
Oh my God. Every single moment spending there with the people is amazing. Every single moment. Of course, it is difficult. Of course, it is even more difficult when you are living together like 10 people. But everything you can solve if you want. I always try to find the good in bad situation too. So I met you. You are so good, my friend. So... and Yeah. Now in my mind is like chaos. I cannot say. If I will say only one, in my heart there will be pain. I think.
You can say multiples. For example, I'm sure because I was there with you that when we were in Cappadocia in Turkey, where there are balloons flying over the beautiful nature.
Oh my God, it does. I like this because I'm looking at this. I remember you and I remember balloons. I remember Turkey, this project. And like,
yeah, Katuna showed me in the camera a shell, which I painted for her just for the audience.
Yeah, I remember how we were doing this seashell, like decorating these seashells for children. So I think the most good is like memories you had there.
Then at least tell me some memories from Poland because I wasn't there with you. So I don't know what did you experience there.
Ah, yes. When you were going in the market, like Georgian people are very open and we are talking a lot and we are talking everything if we like Italians. But in Poland, when you are going in the market, it doesn't matter, it's afternoon, morning, evening. They will say like, good morning, good afternoon, in Polish, of course, but still, they will say hi. Or if you are close, they will say, how are you? When once we were hiking and the people, they have this tradition, I think, when you are going up and someone is going down, it doesn't matter, you know, or not, they will say hi and smiling. So, and then I asked my coordinator why they're like, okay, I understand hi, but why they are like smiling and like they are doing this, like they are knowing you. So I asked and they told me that you are going up and they are going down. So it's like the motivation for you. They did this road, they overdid this difficulty how to go higher and higher. So they motivate you to do the same. And they are showing with smiling that they did it and they did it with pleasure. I like also that they are doing everything. In Georgia, we don't have like this, that we do things on time. Yeah, I don't like when I'm waiting somewhere or I'm making someone to wait for me. Mostly in Georgia, we don't have like that. And in Poland, it's different. They are trying that this is the must and they will do it like on time. And if it's like 6 o'clock and after they are not working, they will not do anything like their free time. In Georgia, if it's like after, think, but if you will tell that it is must, I will die if you will not do it and like help me, say they will do it. And even if it's 1 hour, they will stay in at the office and they will do. What's the more? Yeah, this is the beautiful country also. And I was traveling. Like in, I think this is the general in every country you can go and travel. It's like, every city is similar, like Krakow, Wrocław, Warsaw is like similar, but at the same time, there are some differences. Some of them are bigger, the buildings are close, but not colorful. So traveling also, it's amazing. I love traveling and the zoo in Krakow. It was beautiful. And the people general, I think, mostly they understand that I was from different country. They thought that I was Russian or Ukrainian or Slovak.
For me, they always think that I am French or German.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that. They didn't understand. I told them that I'm from Georgia. In Georgia, mostly we have a dark, like, brown color here. So they were looking, no, you are not Georgia because you have a different color. Yeah, people are so good. I cannot say it about everyone, but the people who I met there, still they are a friend of mine. So they are very, very good people.
But I guess then the working habits in Turkey was a bit similar to Georgia.
We are neighbor countries, especially my city. My city is Batumi, it's a southwest part of Georgia and it's a border city of Turkey. So we have some of the words we are using it common, some of traditions or part of the traditions are same or similar. We are close countries and we have more common than Georgia and Poland.
In general, what do you suggest to those who really want to take part in a European Solidarity Corps project?
Oh, do. Of course, from the beginning, especially if you don't have any experience, you have this kind of thing that you cannot. So you need to take this next step and you need to think about other stuff later. So you need to start. You need to motivate yourself that you can do it. And you should not motivate yourself that you cannot. Even if you are not pronouncing it, you are thinking negatively that maybe I cannot, maybe it will be difficult, maybe there will be some different people from different countries, from different culture. So it also motivates you not to do it. So I think it's the best opportunity for you to do it, because you will go in another country, you will meet people, you will meet new friends, you will learn new language. The one of the good things in Turkish project, it was that mostly in short terms, they don't include to learn a new language, in this case, Turkish. But in long terms, it's must to learn. So I was very happy that I learned that we will learn Turkish. Even if it's like a little bit, still it's good. So you have an opportunity to learn a language for free. And you will travel, you will try different cuisines like baklava.
Oh, I miss Turkish baklava.
It's amazing. So you should do it, because also everything like culture, people, cuisine, everything, it affects on you. Even if you don't understand now, later you will understand that after this project, your mindset is a little bit different. And it's different, it's in good direction. I mean, yeah, like that.
Oh,
and if the project is very good, amazing, breathtaking, everything, one of the most difficult part of this project will be to say goodbye at the end. Of course, you will call, of course, you will talk like online, but it's different when you are close to each other and talking. So this will be the difficult to say goodbye. So
yes, exactly.
You should be ready for it. It is not the end, but some kind of end is.
That's why we said a lot in the end that it's not goodbye, it's görüşürüz, which means in Turkish, the see you later. So yeah, for you too, it's not goodbye, yeah. It's a görüşürüz again.
Kosanom, Dora, kosanom.
And now, in another Zoom call, already joining us, Miriam Palamudias, who traveled a lot already thanks to different kind of projects. Hi, Miriam. How are you?
I'm okay.
I've seen you in so long time. The listeners can imagine we were together living in the same apartment for 2 months this February. It was amazing. Today we are together because you were part of separate projects even before our project with Serdai. Can you tell a bit more about it? Because I remember that you were abroad and maybe that was something with cooking, but I don't remember all the details.
About my Erasmus in Sweden. And my first project, I got to Sweden for my practice for my studies to cooking. I got there for 2 months. The European pay me a lot of money. Yeah, because Sweden is an expensive country, so I need a lot of money for live there. I go to there, I try to practice my English, but in the kitchen, you didn't speak too much because you need working, cut the vegetables. If you don't understand something, they can show you, that's all. So I didn't practice too much my English, so I come here. Yeah, I understand something more, but I didn't practice my speaking.
I think it's still very cool that you go onto these projects, because I have a lot of friends who don't go to Erasmus or ESC because they are, you know, so afraid using their English.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's a perfect opportunity to practice.
Yeah, in Sweden, the people talk in English so good. They have a good accent and you can understand everything. I go to Norrköping. This is a city near to Stockholm, near like 2 hours in train. Yeah, after October, the 2020, November, and part to December. But this noise Erasmus class is normal Erasmus. I see. Because the Erasmus with the studies is different, I think. So I am not sure.
At least you were in a country where they speak English, because in Turkey, well, a lot of people didn't speak and we had to explain everything with our hands and body language. It was very fun.
Yeah, this is good. Yeah, this is funny. For me, it's okay. I travel in Sweden, but I didn't talk too much with the people.
What did you do there? How was your daily life in Sweden? I guess it was very different from what we had in Turkey.
My travel to Sweden is so funny because I pay my flight the last week before COVID-19. The people is scary all the time. All my teachers say, are you sure you want to go? If you want, you can go. But if you don't want, we can cancel it. Yeah, no. It's okay. I got to go to Sweden, of course. And I got there. I pay my flight for €5. So cheaper. because the people don't want travel, nothing, so the flights are cheaper. In the last day, the people let me in a room, in a house. No, it's a house. It's like for students, you know. You pay for a room, and in the last day, they say, okay, I don't have room. And you're, what? Tomorrow is my flight. What did you say? I don't have flight, really? I don't have room. Yeah, I talk with my teacher. I speak with him and I say, okay, what happened now? And he say, yeah, we can talk with some students. Maybe they can help you. Or you can sleep some days in a hotel. Okay, in a hotel? Really? In Sweden? It's so expensive. So I say, okay, I cannot live too much time in an hotel. The student talk with Swedish friend, and he write me and say, okay, if you want, you can stay in my home. Some days when you find a house, you can go. Okay, thank you. So yes, I take my flight for Sweden, and then I sleep in a friend's house. It's so amazing, so exciting. It's the first moment. So okay, I go to there. Here's he is a good person, so it's okay. I sleep on the sofa for a long time because finding a house or a room in Norrköping in Sweden is so hard. So I stay there almost all my Erasmus. The first of all, I talk with him and I say, if you want, I can pay something for a sleep here, but he don't want my money. And he say, no, it's okay. Have a problem. He take the dinner for his job for me. Yeah, he is a good person. Later, I move and I live the last week in another house with another kitchen partner. He talk in Spanish like me because he is Moroccan. I live with him the last week and come back to Spain. When I come back to Spain, I say, oh my God, I miss Spain a lot. I wanna come back to Turkey. Because I love Turkey. Sweden is okay. No, it's a bad country. It's nice. But the people is more cool, are more solitary. For me, I like more Turkey.
Yeah, I think you would love Greece too. I had Erasmus in Greece. And Turkish and Greek people, you know, have a very similar mentality in life. So I think you would love Greece too.
Yes.
But not to scare our listeners, you know, sometimes finding a place is hard, like it was for you in Sweden. But for example, in my Erasmus in Greece, I was fortunate and I found, like, months before a very good landlord before I went to my Erasmus. He was like 20 minutes, you know, from the Acropolis. So I never even used the metro or anything. I always walked there. And we have so good relationship that he said to me, Dora, anytime you come back to Greece, you have a free room. And it was true. I already went back to Greece 2 times and I had free room. So
yeah, you can talk about Greece too. Yeah. Let me know everything.
Yeah, in Greece for me, it was like for you, it was studying. But I studied, you know, media there. It was in the coronavirus period, so everything was online. But actually for us, it was perfect because, you know, we had online courses. So all day we could be in Athens, do what we want to do, sometimes sit somewhere, maybe outside, maybe inside, just to be in the course. Greece is amazing. But yeah, I agree with you. We have to go back to Turkey and we have to go back in the turtle season.
Yeah,
with...
I go in July.
Yeah, I'm very jealous of you. But how did you hear about European Solidarity Corps? Because I heard about these programs during my Erasmus. Was it the same for you or you already know about it?
My mom is playing volleyball with boss to the organization. Yeah, and he say, you want to travel free? You want to do this? You want to do this? You're, yes, I want to do it. Yeah, it's really, it's like that. I check the website and I say, okay, this is so amazing. I want to go there and there, there, and there. Yeah, but I found it with, I think, 16, 17, something like that. But normally the project is for the people with 18 or more, like adults.
So you had to wait like 1 or 2 years.
Yeah. I waiting something and later I try with Bielorussia. But they canceled it because we need 4 volunteers for this project. And one boy didn't put the signature in the paper, so they canceled it. And I so sad. This is also before Sweden. Yeah.
Just as later, you applied for European Solidarity Corps, you didn't get it and then went to Sweden?
Wait, I tried first with European Corps and later I lost my illusion. I go with Erasmus with the school to Sweden and later I try again with European Corps.
You only tried with one project before Sweden or there was more you just didn't get in?
No. I tried with the Belarus, but I didn't go. And later I forget everything about that. Later I go to Erasmus with a study. Later I try again, but for the COVID period again, because in the summer 2020, before quarantine, the government say, we don't have COVID. I can go to Sweden. And later in the Christmas, the 2020, they say, no, we have COVID again. So when I come back to Spain, they didn't let me go to another country and the project is canceled everything. So I didn't go nothing, but I won. So I waiting and try to go to Dinamarca, but they didn't accept me in this project. In October 2021, I try again for a project in Malaga, but this is different. It's like a volunteer. But it's for group volunteer. I don't know if you know, but you can do it one short volunteer, one long volunteer, the period, I mean. But later I go to Italy with European Corps.
How did you feel about your hosting organization, hosting countries, because you were in more projects than me?
So in Sweden, I tell you what happened in Sweden.
Yes.
In the project to Malaga, I sleep in my home, so it's a normal life for me. So, but with new people to another country, so it's okay. In Italy, I sleep in a monastery.
Wow.
This is so funny. Yes.
You didn't tell me about this.
Yes, I sleep in a monastery, and this is funny. When I come there, I see the place, I see the Virgin Mary, and I see the Jesus, and I say, what the fuck is this? And yeah, this is so funny. All the people see the place, like, where I am. But yes, the room is okay, the place is good. Yes, it's a monastery, but we don't need to do nothing about religious or something like that. So it's okay. It's only a place. It's really, really beautiful in a mountain. The people, the organization in Italy, so amazing people, really. They are kind and a spiritual person. No spiritual, like religious. No, about the feelings, about the connection, about the energy. This project is about immigration. You know, they need to have good, big heart for work for with these people, because the people need to go to another country because the situation, they need a lot of love because they lose everything sometimes. Like Syrian people, like African people sometimes, they lose everything. So they need a lot of love and a lot of patience. Yeah, they are amazing people, amazing organization. And in Turkey, you know it, this is amazing people too. I enjoy also for this, I want to come back.
So this Italian program, this was with the European Solidarity Corps too. So was it more like a training or similar to the project in Turkey?
You don't know about exchange?
Not that much.
Okay. Exchange is more for integrate the people in the European Solidarity Corps, because it's a short time. They mix a lot of people and you have all the time activities. You have presentation, you have games, and you have activities with the immigration people. Activity with the kids, it depends of the project. You have one goal. Yes, this is like a volunteer. You have environment, you have invitation, you have music, about dance, about theater, about whatever. And this is more for this, for the young people, know it, another people, or mix the countries, learn about the living together.
It's like, very nice.
Like that. Yes, yes, yes. It's amazing. You can do it how much you want. My friend, for example, do it something like 20 projects different. So you have volunteers, exchange, trainings. Yeah, she do it everything. Maybe.
So Erasmus and the European Corps is very different because, you know, for Erasmus, both of us were there for studying. And here we were doing a volunteering job. You know, these projects are wonderful. And I don't know how to describe it to the listeners, but these projects can be beautiful and wonderful. But a lot depends on the persons, on the group we are out with. But I mean that in Turkey, I really loved to be here and I like the people, you know, we were together. But yeah. It's true that we had some cultural and other kind of differences. And if it would have been a long-term project, I think it would be difficult to live together that long because that group wasn't so functional.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. I only want to talk about this because, you know, I don't want to give the misconcept of the listener because this project really can be the best time of your life. And I suggest to go and go for it. But you also have to be aware that, you know, sometimes there are people you just not click with.
Yes. But you need to know this. You cannot like everyone. They cannot like you. I don't know if I say good, but you can have connection with everyone. This is so difficult, you know. No, for this reason, you need to say, okay, I don't go to this project because I know I didn't fix with these people. No, you don't know it. Which group you can fix it or not. You can have a connection or not. So you retry. And if you don't have connection with the people, that's a matter because you need to love the project and love the country and the other stuff. And love yourself and pass your time with yourself. If you don't want to pass time with these people, you can pass time with you, and that's all.
I think it's important to, you know, find at least one or two people. It don't even have to be from the group, because, for example, in Greece, I didn't have a lot of friends in my own department, I mean the media department, you know, of the university, but I found Erasmus friends from other universities, or even, you know, local Greeks, and they are amazing people.
Yeah, so of course, if you go, maybe you can find bad people, then maybe you can find good people. So you don't know it. You need to try.
Exactly. And I also think that, you know, these programs are good to really, maybe it's a cliche, but, you know, get to know other cultures. Because sometimes for me, it was so interesting that how they think about the world. And, you know, sometimes it's so different. And it's super interesting to get to know it.
Yes.
But if we are abroad, there's a subject you already mentioned that when you were abroad, you missed really Malaga and Spain. What did you do when you were homesick?
For me, it's strange because I feel Malaga no, is my place. Like, yeah, I like Malaga, but I don't feel good here all the time. I feel good maybe for 1 month, 2 months. But if I stay 2 months time here, I take some routines, so, and I work for myself. And this is good too, but I don't know, I feel empty here. You understand?
Yeah, I understand. I think I kind of feel the same too. I always, you know, think about how to see the world with this project and also help at the same time.
Yeah, so yes, I like Malaga and I miss my people, my dog, and I miss my house. But when I leave the Turkey, I'm going to stay, you know, with 1 week Madrid and Alicante is another city to Spain. And later I come back to here, to Malaga. I didn't stay like more than 1 month here. When I go to another city, I like to stay here, okay? I like to stay here because my routine, because I can read all the books I want. I can go to my gym. I take care of myself. I like for this, but I want to do this in another place because here I don't feel good. So I think maybe when I go to Alan Project, I can find my place or how I can be happy or what happened with me. You know? Yeah, this is so philosophic moment, but I don't know how I can explain this. And you?
I kind of feel the same. You know, I was asking homesickness because I have to admit, I was in Greece for half a year. I was in Turkey for 2 months, but I didn't really feel homesick, you know, these periods, because I felt, you know, so free in every aspect of my life that, you know, I was content and happy. That's why I asked, because I remember that sometimes you miss Malaga. You know, how did you felt? And if you maybe have some suggestions, you know, to those who miss their family while they are on a project.
Yeah, when I stay in Turkey, I miss all my family and I miss my brother and my mom and my dog. But I'm here, I feel I need time for me. I need time alone and I need to go again.
Also, if we talk about family, I think a lot of people are afraid because, you know, maybe if you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend. But for example, in my case, I can say that I have a boyfriend. I met him 1 month before I went to Erasmus for half a year. And so, you know, we really jumped into it, kind of. And I survived, you know, half a year in Greece. I went alone to Turkey for 2 months and he stayed at home. People sometimes question me that, you know, how can I leave my boyfriend at home and everything? And then you always think like that if our relationship is strong enough to survive half a year or, you know, 2 months abroad, we survive these projects of mine, I'm very happy because, you know, we are still together. But if we don't survive, I actually don't mind because, you know, if we break up, it means we would have break up even, you know, if I stay at home because we were not meant to be. So I think no one should, you know, give up opportunities like this because of friends or, you know, partners, because real friends and real partners will stay in your life.
Of course, yes. I think the people love you, they can wait, they can take the time and the opportunity when you visit them and this stuff. Because for example, for me, when I'm in Turkey, oh, too much people write me, hey, I miss you, hey, when you come back, hey. But when I come back, the people don't put a force for you. So why you miss me when I'm outside? But when I come back, you put the force for see me. Because I try see you, but you are busy all the time. When you have free time, you didn't let me know. So I think the relation with the friends, with the family, with your boyfriend, girlfriend, or whatever, if they love you, really love you, they can't wait. And they can leave you, you can make, build your life, whatever you want. Like if I go 1 year, 2, 4, when I come back, I can see them again because I don't die, you know. I only travel to another country and I want to find myself. They can understand you. I say, okay, she needs time. She needs travel. She needs whatever. It's she likes, so she can choose. The people love you, the people wait you. It's the reality. And yes, when I come back, I see the people, they want to see me. And the people don't want to see me, I go again in June. And I stay in Turkey again 2 months. Maybe they can write me again and say, hey, I miss you. But this time, I don't think so. I don't think this is real.
Yeah, it's good to find your real friends.
This is another good point for the Erasmus, for the travels. I don't know. In the final to the way, you only have you. This is the real. So if you didn't put love on you and you didn't do whatever you want, for me, you lose. You lose on the life.
I deeply agree with that. What do you suggest for those who want to participate in these European Solidarity Corps projects?
Try. Try, really. This is an amazing opportunity. Yeah, you have a limit time because, you know, it is for the young people. So later with the 30, 35 years, you cannot do it. So do it. Try. Let your fear outside. Go there because really this can change your life. If you are bad with yourself, you can find yourself. Nice. 100% they change your life, but they have a lot of possibility this change your life because it's unforgettable experience. So please try one time, and if you don't like it, try another time, because maybe it's the project, maybe it's the people. But we have a lot of kind to project, a lot of kind to organization, a lot of good people. You only need found it, and you can take amazing people for your life and for you.
Thank you very much, Miriam.
Thank you.
Thanks to all of you for listening. I hope we could give you enough information and courage to participate and escape the ordinary life with these amazing projects. I could really just repeat the other volunteers you heard today that European Solidarity Corps projects are something that you must try in your life. Because these possibilities abroad all will give you something more, something special that you will only understand you needed in your life after you put away all the excuses and jumped into the project. If you're listening from Hungary and you are interested in other kind of possibilities like Erasmus Plus study exchanges, listen to my other podcast called Megkoronázott Erasmus. You can find it on the website of the Első Pesti Egyetemi Rádió. Thanks again for listening. I was Dora Mező. Goodbye. Created by Lila Dora Mező. Brought to you by Első Pesti Egyetemi Rádió, First University Radio of the City of Pest, 2022.